Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Firefighters from across Northern California have their hands full with wildfires. To the south of Mendocino County, the Pass Fire has already consumed more than 5,000 acres of rough timberland near Covelo. That Pass Fire, a combination of two separate fires started by lightning over the weekend, has caused heavy smoke and more than 400 personnel are on scene. To the east, the Ponderosa Fire in Tehama and Shasta counties grew to over 3,000 acres over the weekend, and an estimated 2,000 residents have been forced to evacuate, and more than 1,400 personnel are on the ground fighting the blaze. The Red Cross has set up a shelter in Redding to accommodate those displaced by the fire, and more than 3,000 homes and other structures are still in the danger area. Use caution if you're going to be traveling and check road, weather, and fire conditions before you set out, to be prepared for delays or detours along your route. Wildfires have yet to engulf the North Coast, but that doesn't mean that fire protection services have not been affected. Currently, firefighters from Humboldt Bay Fire have been dispatched to the Chips and Mill fires burning to the east, as Chief Ken Woods explains.
Well, we currently have two engines out on assignment. One is on the Mill Fire in Tehama County, the other is on the Chips Fire in Plumas County. And now we've had this extremely rapidly moving fire breakout, the Ponderosa Fire in Tehama County as well. So we are scrambling to try to put extra personnel on and cover the engines that are out.
Wildfires consume resources the way they consume dry brush, and thousands of firefighters from local, state, and federal agencies have been called in to assist. That leaves fire protection at home a bit strained, and firefighters at Humboldt Bay Fire have been working a lot of overtime.
It's a strain in-house. We have a lot of people working 96-hour shifts, and it looks like this is going to continue for some time.
Chief Woods went on to say that there is no timetable as to when the fire crews will return. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a deadly single-vehicle collision that took the life of the driver. The accident happened on Highway 101 southbound just south of Garberville when the sedan left the road, tumbled down an embankment, came to rest on its wheels, and was then consumed by fire. The driver, who suffered fatal injuries, has yet to be identified, and impairment as a cause has yet to be ruled out. A Fortuna woman who was reported missing by her family on Saturday morning after they spent hours searching for her on Friday was found safe and sound early Sunday morning. 22-year-old Josephine Leiterman was considered an at-risk missing person due to a history of mental health issues when her family reported her missing, but she was reunited with her family in the area of Hanson's truck stop south of Fortuna. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Eureka Pop Team officers went to a residence in the 2600 block of G Street last week to perform a probation check on 35-year-old Glenn Farmer, they didn't expect they would walk into a hazardous material situation. But after searching the residence, officers found several ingredients used in the cooking of methamphetamine, and Farmer was arrested and booked into jail. Sergeant Steve Watson, who heads up the POP team, commented on the situation that was initiated because of an uptick in burglaries in the neighborhood.
You know, our patrol officers did a probation search at this place on the 2600 block of G Street. That was on the 15th of August. And they were actually looking for theft-related items and stumbled across what appeared to be a small shake-and-bake or one-pot type of meth-making lab, so to speak.
Watson went on to comment about the main focus of the POP team, dealing with hard drugs and narcotics that make it into the Eureka drug market.
The hard drugs definitely are our primary focus, and that's not to say that we don't and won't go after illegal grows in the city. We will, but we have an ordinance in place that has allowed us to deal with many of those. Definitely our primary focus has been based on the needs and the wants of our specific city and community. Our focus has been going after the hard drugs, like meth and heroin in particular, coke, which we don't see as much of, but is still here.
a hazardous material disposal business, was hired out of Chico to clean the residence Farmer was using as a meth lab. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.